Hey everybody, it's Jim Hagemeyer with Leslie Wells Realty and
Realtor Tom, Leslie Wells Realty, and today we've got a treat. We got a local celebrity on the rise.
I'm pretty pumped up.
Yes.
You bet. Jake Castro, I'm right here in town, and lives here in North River Manatee County, and Jake may be a young gun, but he's been around for a long time. Welcome, Jake. We're glad you're here this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's going to be good. First, I feel like, this is our first meeting. We haven't met before, but I feel like we're family, and we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I read somewhere that you turned a pro at the age of 9.
It's pretty close. I started playing at 6, and started touring with my own band and getting paid for around 9 or 10. It's been great.
So I remember this was a few years ago. Obviously, we can do the math, but I was at the Manatee County Fairgrounds. I saw this young man with a full band perform on stage. That would be you.
Okay? Yes, sir.
And I think you were 10 years old, man. You killed it.
That sounds about right, and it feels like such a long time ago, but it's love playing that fair, and just had a lot of fun.
So how did this happen? I mean, how did... At such a young age, was the music in the house growing up? Who's your influences?
Absolutely. My mom and dad played music for me since I was, a baby pretty much. And so I've always been kind of around it, and it just kind of happened. I don't really have, I've got one uncle who plays some guitar, but nobody else really is musically inclined. And so it just kind of happened. They took me to guitar lessons. I was about 5. And they were originally going to turn me away because my hands were too small. And I picked up a couple chords, and they said, well, we'll keep you. So,
Tell us about some of your mentors growing up. I know that I see you were connected with the late, great Jeff Cook, one of my favorite from the band Alabama.
Yes, sir.
And that's not bad. What was that relationship like?
Man, Mr. Cook, he was a wonderful man. He extremely kind. I'm really lucky to have him as a mentor. He unfortunately passed this last November.
Right.
And
Parkinson's, right?
Yes, sir. And he's been battling with it for a long time. And so just looking back on my relationship with him, I feel really lucky to have known him. He was somebody who always supported me and did everything that he could to help me. Also extremely funny, was the funniest man.
Right.
Really kind, and just very lucky. He was a really great person.
Tom, I was watching a Joe Bonamassa video the other day, and I thought to myself, he kind of has a Jake Castro thing going on. I think that he kind of took some things. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, I do see a resemblance there in style.
Yeah.
Kind of the blues thing going on. And he was a big influence, is a big influence, obviously. And who else? Who name some other influences where you get your style.
Absolutely. I think... there's a couple guys on my Mount Rushmore of guitar players.
Yeah.
He's definitely one of them modern day.
Yeah.
Stevie Ray Vaughan was probably the first for me. I was probably about 11 or 12 when I started listening to full records. And as soon as I heard his tone and the way he played, it was like, okay, that's what I want to sound like. And so he was the first one. Carlos Santana is another one for me as well. And obviously with Joe, that kind of rounds out my biggest influences. I play a lot of different things, but if you listen to my playing, that's definitely the three guys you hear the most.
I get it.
No Motley Crue?
A little bit, but
it's my band.
I love them too. I mean, I love too any of the 80s rock stuff too, and so I'm a big Steve Vai guy as well. He's somebody I met a couple times, and he's really great as well.
Yeah. So you're killing it on the slide guitar. I'm pretty impressed with your slide guitar.
Thank you.
What other instruments do you play?
Are
they mostly stringed instruments?
Mostly stringed, yeah. I with the band I'm currently playing, I've kind of had to learn how to play some of a little bit smoke and mirrors because I'm really a guitar player at heart. But I play a little bit of steel, pedal steel, mandolin, banjo, things like that.
Smoke and mirrors. Listen to that. I've seen you play all kinds of different styles, shredding it, just killing it. And some classical. Did you take lessons for that as a kid? I think we may have covered that, but
yeah,
obviously it's a lot of time practicing and learning.
Absolutely. Early on, I did. I probably up until I was about 11 or 12, I had some full time lessons to kind of get the foundation and those tools that I needed. And then from there, I kind of expanded out and started kind of playing the things I really liked enjoying listening to. And And just kind of learned and developed my guitar playing from that age, just listening to records and things like that, being self-taught.
So now you're on tour with the band Hotel California.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a tribute to the Eagles. What I like about this band, Tom, is that it's not, you know, you're not mimicking the Eagles, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tribute to their music, not necessarily to them.
That is correct.
Yeah. And I like that because you have no resemblance to Joe Walsh or Don Feldman.
No.
you don't look like that. But you showcase their style.
Yeah.
So I mean, Joe Walsh is no joke, obviously, or Fingerfelder, for that matter.
Yeah.
So how did you learn that style? I mean, do you sit in front of a CD and play it over? A CD.
For those of you who don't know what a CD is.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did you learn that? I mean, how do you learn Joe Walsh, Don Felder, licks?
Well, I've been an Eagles fan for a long time. They're probably one of the best bands, if not the best band ever. And the thing actually with them, with the band I'm currently in, is that they actually have a live CD. And so we kind of do our own blend of originality and kind of making it ours, as well as keeping it true to the original masters,
mm-hmm.
which is something I really love about it. And so there's certain things, you know, you got to play the One of These Nights solo and the, you know, the Hotel California solo off the record. That's pretty signature, and that's what people want to hear. But
Walter?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The double neck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta do that. And so, but I try and, like, if I do Rocky Mountain Way, I very much make it mine, and they're really good about doing that. We kind of want to put our own stamp on it, you know, and make it original.
So I know that the Eagles Band Incorporated,
yes, sir.
Okay, the company, keeps a pretty tight leash on their music, the distribution, the production. How do they feel about the band Hotel California?
Well, we're actually the only band that plays their music that has the official authorization to do so.
Is that right?
Yes. And so, it took a long time. The band has been around for about 30 or 35 years, but we've been officially approved and are the only ones that are allowed to officially do it by them.
Any chance they, like, show up? Henley shows up at one of your
I'm not sure. They never told us if they have or not.
Nobody will know. I've seen the Eagles a handful of times throughout the years, even the original lineup. Various configurations. Do you have a favorite configuration as far as, I mean, now they have Vince Gill.
Yes,
okay,
that's
how
true.
How can you go wrong?
I know. I would say, you know, I listened back to the live version of the 70s is really great. You know, I can't go wrong with that. I also love, too, when they came back after 94, the Hell Freezes Over tour. I thought that was pretty cool.
Great show.
You know, to be able to come back and reunite with everybody. But, mm-hmm. like, as you mentioned now, with, you know, having Deacon Frey and Vince Gill and that current configuration now, I've heard they're really good as well. Love to see it.
Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. So it looks like y'all, the band, Hotel California, is gearing up for a road trip. Going back on the road again.
Yes, sir.
Upper Midwest, Wisconsin to Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And how long of a road trip is this?
About 10 days or 2 weeks, something like that.
Is this all bus trip?
Yes, sir. I'm going to be flying out to Wisconsin and then riding the bus, doing all the shows. And yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you have anything coming up locally? Tom and I can come see you sometime?
I think October. We usually do our Florida runs in March and October. I think the closest is October 27th in Punta Gorda. We'll do the Charlotte Harbor Event Center. And so that's probably the closest. We're working on stuff trying to get closer, but right now that's what we got.
Sounds like a Ledger Wells Realty outing.
Yes, absolutely.
So I was chatting with your mother.
Yeah.
All right, this is where this all ties in. Lisa Castro, who happens to be a fantastic agent here at Liz Wells Realty. Lisa says, oh, I was going to call you. And Lisa says, oh, no. Well, he's had his guitar lessons at that time, calling before or after. So, okay, that's fine. Well, hold on. Are you giving guitar lessons or taking guitar lessons?
Well, so I do a little bit of both. I give some guitar lessons, and then I take musical theory and composing and arranging lessons from a guy in Los Angeles.
And still learning.
Absolutely. You never stop learning. And so he helps me improve on the things I'm not very good at. So
can't imagine what that means. So you do give lessons as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm in. Mean.
All right. So how do we sign up? Do you have contact information?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll put that on the screen, maybe a little ribbon down below. Mm-hmm. And so what's on the horizon for Jake Castro? Where's this going? Where do you see this taking you?
Well, right now, I mean, the biggest thing is to try and pivot into doing more music that I feel is authentic to me, mm-hmm. and being able to do some of the stuff that I've created. And so that's what we're trying to do. I mean, right now, touring with Hotel Cal is the short-term thing and doing that. And so that's, you know, just trying to build a career and have a long-lasting career in the music industry.
Well, we want to support you. So we'll put that information out there, how we can support Jake Castro, the Jake Castro band.
Absolutely.
Fan.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming in this morning. What a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in at Tom and Jim's awesome real estate adventure. It's been great. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.